Not that long ago, during one of my lessons at our St. Francis Catholic grade school, I asked our students, what language does God speak? And they responded, do you mean Jesus or God? And I said, yes. And they looked at me like I was speaking Greek. So they said again, but do you mean Jesus or God? And I said, exactly. Now, immediately you can see by this illustration that our students do not believe that Jesus is God. For them, there's a distinction between God and Jesus. To them, it's not the same thing. And this is not an isolated incident. When talking to our students about the four types of prayer, petition, thanksgiving, atonement, and adoration, I asked them who they should thank during their prayer. One student said, I thank God. And another student said, I thank Jesus. You see, there it is again. They immediately believe that Jesus and God are not the same. But of course, we know that's heretical, right? Jesus is God. The Christians in the early church also struggled with this exact same problem. Many heretics in the early church were teaching that Jesus was created by God the Father at a particular moment in time. They were teaching that Jesus was not God, but just really a great guy with a lot of divine qualities and characteristics. How many people believe that Jesus, the Son of God the Father, is somewhat less than the Father? Please don't raise your hands. Okay? You know, in the year 325, the church held a universal council at a place called Nicaea to combat these heresies. And they said that Jesus indeed is God. They said he is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not created, consubstantial with the Father. What a beautiful word, consubstantial with the Father, which means that Jesus has the same substance, the same essence as the Father. You know, many people have this exact same problem with the Holy Spirit. You know, when I interview the confirmandi before confirmation, I always ask them, now tell me, what is the Holy Spirit? And they say, good question. And I say, thank you. I only ask good questions. Now, what is the Holy Spirit? And they go, Most of them aren't able to tell me. We know the Holy Spirit is God. Right? The Holy Spirit is a divine person, not an impersonal it, right? The Holy Spirit is not a thing. The Holy Spirit is not something created by God, like the moon or a rose or a hippopotamus. The Holy Spirit is God. How many people think that the Holy Spirit is just like the Force? Don't raise your hands. How many people think that the Holy Spirit is an energy field created by all living things? It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the universe together, just like Obi-Wan Kenobi described in Star Wars. The Holy Spirit is not some impersonal force, Luke. The Holy Spirit is a divine person. The Holy Spirit is God. So we profess every Sunday, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord. The Lord. That word was used in the Old Testament only for God. The word the ancient Israelites substituted for the holy name of God, I am. They never said, I am. They always said, Adonai, or Dominus in Latin, or Lord in English. It was reserved for God. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified. The preface on this Sunday of the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity is crystal clear, isn't it? For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and the Holy Spirit. Equally. It's clear to me that our Trinitarian theology is very weak if we do not believe that Jesus is God or that the Holy Spirit is God. I think that we're pretty clear that the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are distinct persons. I think most of us understand that they're not the same persons, right? The Father is not the Son is not the Father, the Father is not the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is not the Father, the Holy Spirit is not the Son is not the Holy Spirit. That's what the little icon says next to my column in the bulletin if you're going to wonder later on. That's what it says. We pretty much get that, right? We understand how each person of the Blessed Trinity is distinct. One is not the other. But we have a difficult time understanding their unity. That's what's tough to understand. How many gods do we have? Three? False. We only have one God. Our Trinity Sunday preface, again, gives us rock-solid theology. For with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in a unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance, that you might be adored in what is proper to each person, their unity in substance and their equality in majesty. Unity in substance. There's only one divine nature. There's only one God, not three gods. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have the exact same substance or essence. And that's what's most difficult to understand. And you say, well, Father, it's a mystery. Which usually means we don't have to bother understanding it. Right? Usually it means it's impossible to understand it, so why bother? But there's a fallacy here, isn't there? Just because it's impossible to understand all of it doesn't mean that you can't understand some of it. Remember, a mystery is not something we don't know anything about. A mystery is something we don't know everything about. I better say that again. That's really important. A mystery is not something we don't know anything about. I don't know anything about it. No, a mystery is something we don't know everything about. Yes, of course, we'll never be able to exhaust the ocean of the mystery of the Trinity, our one God in three persons. But we can understand some of it. Maybe a few little cups, a few gallons, a few five-gallon pails of the ocean of His Trinity. Yes, I know most of the mystery of the Trinity, like the Pacific Ocean, is left unexplored. But let's keep exploring. St. John of the Cross says that the gold mine of God never runs out of gold. Wow. And so let's dive into the gold mine of God. Let's keep digging for gold. You know what's more important than understanding the Most Holy Trinity, as important as that is? What's more important is adoring the Most Holy Trinity. This year, my theme with our students at St. Francis Grade School has been the greatest activity of the human person is the worship of Almighty God. That's a foreign concept to most of us. We think that the most proper human activity is studying, doing homework. We think that the most proper human activity is playing sports, right? Or being involved in the fine arts. We think that the most proper human activity is work and eating and barbecuing and grilling out and fishing and golfing and swimming and listening to music. But it's not true. The greatest activity of the human person is to praise, adore, and worship the triune God. The human person was created to praise, worship, and adore God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for all eternity in heaven. Think about it. In heaven, we're not going to be cleaning the bathroom. We're not going to be changing diapers. We're not going to be mowing the lawn. We're not going to be doing our homework. We're going to be contemplating. And not just contemplation in general. We are going to be contemplating our one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The worship of the triune God is the most perfect and proper activity of the human person. And that's why Sunday after Sunday we come here to worship God. That's why we go to Mass every single solitary Sunday. That's why what we're doing here right now is the most important activity we will do all week. That's why we don't rush through the Mass. That's why we don't complain if Mass goes over an hour. That's why we sing and chant the Mass on solemnities and feasts, because it gives more honor and glory to God. That's why we use the Roman canon, even though it's longer, because it gives greater honor and glory to God. That's why we are delighted that there might be a procession included after Mass, because that gives more honor and glory and worship to the triune God. That's why this Sunday today is the greatest feast of the year. Today's solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity is a feast set aside just to worship God for who He is, not for anything that He has done for us. So today there will be no announcements, no special blessings, no second collections, no baptisms, no first communions, no confirmations, just the pure, profound worship of the triune God. And what else can I say? Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.